And we are back. And Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, hour number two. Andy Pate, of course, with me. And this is a segment that I will most likely replay on our Saturday program, Fix It Radio. That's our Around the House program. But I felt like this particular segment would be fitting to everybody, even on our daytime program. John Grishpul joining us now. John, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
No, I appreciate it. You are with Great Builds, and you guys have a new free AI-powered tool that helps people compare bids when it comes to having things done around the house. Talk about it.
That's exactly it. So I've been in the industry. My company, Great Builds, matches homeowners with contractors. And in my time, what I thought when we started the business, we thought that the most important thing was just vetting contractors. So we fully focused on finding the best of the best, thoroughly evaluating, speaking with references, doing background checks, all the important stuff to see if a contractor is good or not. But it turns out there's one other major, major issue, and it's that the average homeowner doesn't know how to read a bid. They don't know how to interact with contractors. So time and time again, I get clients coming to me and they say, hey, look, I got three bids. They look completely different. Mm-hmm. The numbers are totally different. Yep. They have varying levels of detail or clarity. Now what? What do I do? How do I pick which contractor is the right fit? So for years, this is a manual process that my in-house team has been helping clients with, evaluating bids, lining them up side by side so that they can truly be evaluated apples to apples. And over the past few years, I've been very closely following the AI space, and I've always been a big tech nerd trying to figure out how I can use it in my everyday life. And this was just a no-brainer. So I created a tool that does everything that I would normally do to compare bids. And it does it automatically, and it does it with AI, and it sends it right to the homeowner.
Now, John, for the homeowner, is there a lot of data entry that they have to do, or is it pretty user-friendly?
It's simple. You hop into the website. You upload the bids that you received from the contractor. Typically, they come to you in a PDF file mm-hmm. that they email to you. Just take that file, upload it to the tool, and put in your name and email so I have somewhere to send it to you. And it can currently work with anywhere between 2 and 4 bids.
So makes it very, to Andy's point, fairly simple. Not fairly simple, makes it very simple.
It's as easy as it gets. And frankly, all the homeowner needs to do is upload the bids and then wait a few minutes for the system to do its magic. And the whole point is to bring more clarity to the space.
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
doesn't just line up the bids side by side, but it also gives you an analysis. It helps you understand this bid is higher because of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. Yeah.
This other bid is missing some of these details, so you should go back to your contractor and clarify these things with them so you can really, truly line up your bid side by side.
How does it discern between all the variables? Because, I mean, you're going to have various companies that are going to offer services that are totally different from other companies.
That's very true. So first and foremost, it understands what the scope is. It understands what type of project it is, whether it's a kitchen remodel, a bathroom remodel, a full home gut project,
right.
whatever it is. By evaluating all the bids that were submitted, it's able to identify and fully understand what type of project it is, what yep. should typically be involved in that type of project, and set up the comprehensive scope of work based on that.
You're doing, I have another program on Saturdays called Drive Radio I've done for years, John, where it's an automotive program. That's my background. People call in with car questions and so on. And offline, in a lot of cases, I will have people say, hey, you know, I'm looking to have XYZ repair done. I've got a couple of different options here. Which one of these, you know, I'm getting all these different prices. What's really going on? You're essentially doing for the homeowner what I do with people, manually speaking, on car repair.
Right. It's the exact same problem. I mean, I started it for contractors about 6 years ago, but every time I talk to someone, they say the exact same thing. Either, I wish I heard about you 6 months ago, or, man, we need this for the automotive industry. Yeah. We need this for the insurance industry, for the medical industry. There's so many avenues that We have so many options, and reading Google and reading reviews online is not enough to identify the right option specifically.
No, it's not. You're right. Really quick, before Andy jumps in, if you ever get to the point where you want to do something on the automotive side, definitely reach out. I would love to chat because I do think there's a big need on that front. There's been some other companies that have tried to do some things, but quite frankly, John, there's not a really solid solution like what you guys have with what you're doing with, you know, great builds. And for all of you listening, it's Bid Compare AI. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, John, does your AI also balance in reviews, online review scores for the various bidders?
It does not. Not currently. I have a running list of things I would like to add to it. That is certainly one of them, because that you hit the nail on the head. One of the where I started truly is it'll tell you which bid's better. It'll tell you which bid might be suspiciously low, but it is not evaluating the contractor for you. So I've written some really great content around it. That's what my entire business is based on, just very clear, thorough contractor screening. And there's some that is tangible, like reading reviews online, although not all those reviews are honest.
Correct.
Or legitimate. And sure, a system can verify a license, confirm that it's active, identify that a contractor has insurance, but there's a lot of the intangibles that's really important to evaluate when considering a contractor. So I haven't found the right way to fully automate that just yet, but trust me, work in progress.
You know, if my wife had this, she wouldn't have fallen for my pickup line.
What was that?
I don't remember.
Well,
so, I'm just saying, you know, I wouldn't have been able to con her into going out
exactly.
with me.
Yeah, I hear you. here locally, John, one of the things that I've run into, and I've had some people that have reached out to me, and I've even done some shows on this particular problem, and I don't know if this is happening nationwide, but here in the Denver market, in the Front Range here, we're encountering what I call third-party providers, whereby they're listing their services on, you know, Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace, and they act like they're a genuine, quote-unquote, contractor, but they're nothing more than a broker that is assembling people to go out and try to do work for individuals, none of which are probably licensed, insured, or what have you. The broker is handling the transaction, but it's being done by another party. The warranty gets really flaky at that time. My question for you is, does your system weed those kind of guys out?
Sure. So, yeah, we call that the home improvement company, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure if it would be able to weed those out. Like I said, it will identify if a bid is suspiciously low for what is typical for that type of project.
Okay.
And certainly if you have three or more options, it's much easier to see the odd one out. But it really just judges based on the quality of the proposal. As you guys know, some bids might have 10 paragraphs and one number at the bottom for the price.
Right.
Other bids, they have every single line item called out.
Correct.
So frankly, at the end of the day, there's no right or wrong. Every contractor has their own reason to why they prepare their bids in their own way.
That's
but
right.
Really the point of this tool is to just help people understand, is this a comprehensive bid? Is this bid too low because half of the scope is missing? What materials are included? What are allowances? What is the homeowner responsible for? Those types of things.
Gotcha.
So again, it's not so good just yet at telling you if it's a good or a bad contractor. It's really good at telling you, is it a good or a bad bid?
Gotcha. Okay. Last, and by the way, awesome. I appreciate this. I will definitely take this episode that we're doing today. I'll replay that on my Saturday program, because this is great information for everybody that needs things done around the house, especially when it gets into some of these larger projects. And I guess that was my next question before I ask my last question, which is where do we get this at? But before I get into that, will this do any type of job? Let's say, for example, somebody's, you know, calling out a plumber and they're trying to get a water heater replaced. Can you use it for something small, or is it just those large projects?
That's a great question. So my company, Great Builds, we primarily only work with general contractors. So when I built the tool initially, the goal was for it to work for large-scale projects, like a full-scale remodel or new construction. That said, I've had some people test it with smaller projects, just a small plumbing repair, some electrical work. It can still work. At the end of the day, it reads what's in the bids and it compares them.
Okay.
So regardless, and currently I've helped a few clients that have used it for an architecture bid as well. So it doesn't necessarily need to be construction.
Gotcha.
I'm curious, it actually might just work as is for your application in the auto industry, so I'm happy to explore that. But yeah, at the end of the day, it knows well enough how to read the documents, how to understand what they say and what the project is all about, and then puts them side by side and helps you understand, simplify all the jargon that contractors may like to use in their bids and help homeowners, the average person like you or like me at least, really understand what's going on in this bid.
Awesome.
I think helping them navigate the jargon is probably the biggest thing.
I agree. Okay, how do folks get a hold of it, John?
So my website is greatbuild.com, GREATBUILDZ.com. Okay. That's the website where I currently have it available. I've got a pop-up on the page. You can see it all over the place on the website. If it picks up, if it kicks off and people love it, I may turn it into its own website. Again, it's a totally free service. I'm not trying to make money off of this. It's just really something I created for my team because we've spent so many hours doing this work manually ourselves, and I'm happy to share it with anyone who can benefit from it.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your day. And again, I will be replaying this on our Saturday program as well. And let's stay in touch, John. I think this is great. I think it's great for, the space that I'm in and all the different things that we try to do as radio programs and helping. You know, we've literally been on Saturdays helping the motoring public for about 25 years. So I'm all for doing whatever we can to help people end up with a better job, whether it's car, home, whatever, when it's all said and done. Nothing worse than seeing people get ripped off.
I completely agree. I'm right there with you. I thought I was getting into the industry of finding contractors for people, but really I'm in the helping industry.
Yes, you are.
Everything that we do within our business and everything else is helping people and primarily helping innocent homeowners avoid a nightmare. So same thing applies to anyone who's innocent who deserves to be treated fairly.
Awesome. John, again, I appreciate it greatly. Thank you for taking time. I know I said it would be about, 12 or 13 minutes. You've been 5 minutes longer. So I appreciate your time. Very grateful for it and appreciate what you're doing. Keep up the great work, sir.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the opportunity.
You're very welcome, John. I appreciate it. And again, it's Great Builds, BUILDZ.com. The tool is there. That was John Grishpul, GRISHPUL. He is the CEO of that company. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.